Hello, I'm Antoinette Webster, and I welcome you to Monday Sparks. Today we're going to be exploring what causes you to be enthusiastic. Now, causes can vary depending on the individual and what's happening in their life at the time. Also, environmental factors and other people can influence the causes of enthusiasm. Different things spark enthusiasm at different times during the day and throughout our lives, which you may have realized just in your own personal experience or observation of others. Now, my research shows that there are several specific causes. And by the way, cause in this sense does not mean generate or initiate. We're looking at what causes us to reconnect with and or once again become aware of what is already present within and always available to us, our enthusiasm. Now, in my book, Enthusiasm, How to Draw to Yourself and Keep It, I identify 32 causes, and there are many, many more than that. But what we're going to talk about today are five of the more common ones. Now, if you hear the list and a little bit of explanation about each one and you feel that doesn't really click for you, that's okay. Just think about for yourself, What is this one of mine? And if not, then what is it that really causes me to get excited, to feel energized, to be enthusiastic? So the first cause is working towards something. Now, this can be a goal, but it doesn't have to be a goal. It could be where you're involved with working on a project with others, or it could be something that you're doing alone. And for these people, it's in the getting there. It's the journey, not the arrival, that causes enthusiasm. And for those people that really like working towards something, one of the things that I've noticed is that there's feedback along the way, and that helps them to build the momentum. They're seeing immediate results, and that can really keep things going and keep the excitement building. Another cause is achievement or accomplishment. Now, for these people, it's in the arriving at or reaching the goal or destination that matters. Now, they're aware of what it took for them to achieve their goal or accomplish their task. Like, that's not out of the picture, but what really excites them and renews their energy and gets them all fired up is that they made it. The I did it feeling. Now, think about the Olympic athletes, the gold medal winners, and the silver medal winners. And then also salespeople, when they've made the sale. A third cause is doing what you enjoy or love. Now, it's one thing to know that doing what you enjoy can cause some people to be enthusiastic. But what is it about this that causes enthusiasm? Well, one reason for this is that when you do what you love or enjoy, you connect with your core essence. And since you are doing what you love, you're engaging all aspects of you, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, energetic, creative. Your energy level rises, as does your enjoyment, which causes you to do what you are doing well because you enjoy it. This brings greater satisfaction to you personally, and it's a wonderful cycle that develops and just keeps going. And quite often you become more focused. And definitely, you're in the present moment. And one thing that I've discovered also is that enthusiasm is a present moment experience. Okay, on to the causes. Learning something new. Well, one reason for this cause is that it taps our sense of discovery and exploration. People approach a new idea, an activity, a place to see, or a thing to do with fresh eyes. There's excitement, there's adventure, there's fun. There's expanding awareness and adding richness to our everyday lives. And these are just some of the benefits of opening to the new. Now, creativity and engaging in the creative process is the fifth cause that I'll be talking about today. Now, creativity is expressed in myriad ways in all areas of life. Some people express their creativity through the fine arts, sculpting, music, dance, or writing. While other people express their creativity through how they interact with others, how they solve problems, how they find solutions, how they can do more with less. And, you know, sometimes with regard to finding solutions or seeing patterns where others may not see them. So there you have it, the common causes of enthusiasm, working towards something, achievement, doing what you enjoy and love, learning something new, and creativity and engaging in the creative process. Now, something that I invite you to do is to, again, think about and identify. Maybe take a week and just experiment. Just play with it. Have fun with this. You know, when are you feeling enthusiastic or energized or excited or eagerly looking toward something? And what's going on around that? Make notes if you want to. And another thing that you can do is look for ways to, once you identify what causes you to be enthusiastic, look for ways to bring that into your day-to-day experience. And that's one of the ways that you can ignite the sustaining spark of enthusiasm. Well, have fun with this. And once again, I am Antoinette Webster. And if you'd like more information, you can check out the Enthusiasm for You blog or our website, www.asystemthatworks.com. Thank you, and until next time, goodbye.